Less than a year after President Barack Obama signed into law the biggest economic stimulus package in U.S. history, the head of his Council of Economic Advisers says additional measures are needed. Friday, the U.S. Labor Department reported a net 85,000 job loss in the United States last month, with unemployment holding steady at 10%.
It was somewhat of a setback.
Last month, the democratically controlled House of Representatives passed a second stimulus bill aimed at jumpstarting U.S. employment. The Senate is expected to consider the measure in coming weeks. Top economic voices in the Obama administration applaud the initiative, but add that ultimately America's private sector must lead the way in job creation and economic expansion. The consensus view among economists is that the U.S. unemployment rate will gradually decline in coming months as the economy rebounds from the worst recession since World War II. But some well-known economists are considerably more pessimistic, arguing that unemployment could rise further and the United States could slip back into recession by year's end. Less than a year after President Barack Obama signed into law the biggest economic stimulus package in U.S. history, the head of his Council of Economic Advisers says additional measures are needed. Friday, the U.S. Labor Department reported a net 85,000 job loss in the United States last month, with unemployment holding steady at 10%.
It was somewhat of a setback.
Last month, the democratically controlled House of Representatives passed a second stimulus bill aimed at jumpstarting U.S. employment. The Senate is expected to consider the measure in coming weeks. Top economic voices in the Obama administration applaud the initiative, but add that ultimately America's private sector must lead the way in job creation and economic expansion. The consensus view among economists is that the U.S. unemployment rate will gradually decline in coming months as the economy rebounds from the worst recession since World War II. But some well-known economists are considerably more pessimistic, arguing that unemployment could rise further and the United States could slip back into recession by year's end.